The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to Jesus along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then Jesus said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And when they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from our Creator and the living Word, Jesus Christ. Amen. And welcome again to worship on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost and the 32nd Sunday of Unilu Zoom Church. Even as many of us are feeling seriously zoomed out, this technology has come with some amazing gifts, like bringing together members of the Unilu community from across the country and around the world. I bet you've been scanning the faces while we magically sing together and pray together from our individual couches and tables. We are a living mosaic of the church together in spite of COVID-19. I wonder, though, if you've had time to explore the mosaic that's printed on the front of our virtual worship program. We'll take a minute now, but please spend some time and get your screen to zoom wide after church to really see what's there. At first, it looks like a picture of the exterior of Unilu as a mosaic, but those mosaic pieces are made up of hundreds of people who have crossed that threshold at 66 Winthrop Street over the last 50 plus years. Consider the sheer number of mosaic pieces. And not only enough to build the church, faces enough to populate a tree in bloom and fill the sky. Chris Polleri constructed an entire series of Unilu mosaic photos, and I believe that we are going to see more of them next week on Reformation Sunday. But consider, Chris produced that work in 2017, the anniversary of the 500th nailing of the theses on the door in Wittenberg, 2017, which means that it is out of date. With the faces of the students and fellow travelers who have come in and out of Unilu's building in the last 3 years, we could go on to pave the neighborhood from Kirkland House to Grendel's Den. Hold that thought. And let's turn our attention to one of the church's original fellow travelers, the Apostle Paul, as we find him today speaking across the miles via letter to a community he deeply loves and misses sorely, the fledgling church at Thessalonica. We always give thanks to God for all of you, writes Paul. Always. And mention you in our prayers constantly. Constantly. Remembering before God your work of faith and your labor of love and steadfastness of hope in Jesus the Christ. God has chosen you, Paul continues, you. And he goes on to describe how they have come to reflect the word, capital W, and the power, capital P, of the Holy Spirit with full-bodied conviction. But Paul goes on in the midst of this to throw in one of my least favorite words, imitators. The Thessalonians are commended for being imitators of the Apostle Paul and the Lord. Little backstory, I was raised in a church that relentlessly emphasized imitating Jesus, which I concluded by the age of 14 was impossible, and I left. Then, age 22-ish, I encountered the writings of Martin Luther, who seemed to agree that imitating, as in being or trying to be just like Jesus, was certainly impossible and unnecessary and unhelpful. And when one actually reads scripture, and Luther helped us to do that, certainly with his translations, we find that that kind of imitation, striving to be as good as God, isn't the gospel point. So what kind of imitation is Paul talking about? Last week, I think I may have stumbled upon an example of what kind of imitation Paul is lifting up. It was last weekend, and by stumbled, I mean that literally. A week ago Friday, Steve and I drove to Brooklyn, New York. It was our first out-of-town trip since COVID hit. But the pull was strong. We went to spend time with our son, Eric, who as soon as he got his PhD, left Boston for the really big city. I hasten to add that both his Brooklyn zip code and the zip code of our Brooklyn Airbnb were not, at least last week, in any COVID red zones. Traffic a week ago Friday was COVID light. We made great time and arrived on the street of our Airbnb and found street parking only a few buildings down the block from our destination. Eager is too mild a word to describe how the three of us in the car were feeling. Eager to get out of the car after a 4-hour drive and get into the condo so we could then find our way to Eric's apartment. If Steve and I were eager, then our 18-month-old puppy was jumping out of his skin, jazzed. So as I approached the steps of number 1018 with Skydog pressing forward on the leash, my foot made a discovery. There are not one, but thousands of trees that grow in Brooklyn, and the roots of these trees over time lift up sections of the sidewalk. And my foot found one of those uprising slabs of concrete, and as my grandfather would have said, I went ass over tea kettle. I tripped, stumbled big time, nearly, but fortunately not, a face plant in front of a small crowd of children, mothers and grandmothers all sitting on the stoop of 1018 enjoying the beautiful fall weather. Until I arrived, they were sitting. Suddenly, everyone was on their feet, inching COVID careful toward me, along with half a dozen young men who had been moving furniture in the brownstone next door. Was I okay? Was I hurt? Did I need help? Did I need water? Tell us, and we'll figure it out. Meanwhile, I'm still holding on to the dog's leash. No, I said, thank you. I'm okay. I'm just a klutz. This happens all the time. I'm fine, really. And I was. My body, knee primarily, only a little bruised, but my ego? Well, that was on Friday, the first Brooklyn day. By dinner that evening, we'd connected with our sons, and it was good. On Saturday morning, the second day, we started our walk to Eric's apartment. Another beautiful fall day. And as we neared the end of the block, we encountered a petite older woman at work on the sidewalk with an equally petite broom and dustpan, busily removing leaves and debris from the sidewalk. When the woman noticed our approach, she stepped back toward the fence in front of her house, COVID friendly, to let us pass. Feeling like we were interrupting her work, Steve and I picked up our pace, which the woman also noted and called out to us, slow down, please slow down. I don't want you to trip and fall. If you fall and get hurt, I will take you into my house, and I don't have room in my house. We slowed down, exchanged eye smiles from over our masks, and walked on, even as her words kept ringing in my ears. They stuck with me. Slow down. Please, slow down. I don't want you to trip and fall. If you fall and get hurt, I will take you into my house. And I don't have room in my house. We encountered that same woman in front of her same house, the same place, clearing the same patch of pavement, which was always acquiring new fallen autumn leaves and litter, the next day, and the next, and the day after that. But now she just smiled and nodded as we passed, because we had learned the lesson she wanted to teach. We slowed down. We didn't trip and fall. And we didn't stress the limits of her abundant hospitality. In light of Paul's word to the church in Thessalonica that's just finding its footing, I lift up this woman as someone I want to imitate. As an example, I believe by the grace of God, I can imitate. Keeping the way cleared of anything that may cause others to stumble. That is a labor of love worthy of the power of the Holy Spirit, a calling to be embraced not only with words, but with full-bodied conviction and action. I also appreciate imitating someone who is aware of her boundaries, clear on what is her call according to her gifts. Slow down, please slow down. I don't want you to trip and fall. If you fall and get hurt, I will take you into my house, and I don't have room in my house. I think this speaks to the tensions we face from time to time at UniLu. We are a congregation-based campus ministry. We have a very specific calling to be a space of Lutheran nurture and faith formation for students and others who are on journeys for which our zip code is only a way station on the road. The temptation to want to bring everyone inside and keep them forever is strong. It feels like the right thing to do, but our house is too small. Imagine if everyone who passed through UniLu were actually to stay. And still, there must be some whose calling is to stay at least a little while. Pastors, musicians, administrators, and for longer periods of time, those sustainers that put their roots down here in order to keep the doors open and the way cleared. Like the path-clearing woman of Brooklyn, these are the ones who keep the path to and from UniLu, grace-filled and obstacle-free, free for each new generation, persistently removing those stumbling blocks that keep coming back and the occasional unique banana peels. And when we do this work, this labor of love that is the steadfast hope in Jesus, it's not that we're trying, but this work gets remembered. Or maybe we are, because we're teachers, we're mentors, and offering a memorable encounter with the gospel of grace is our calling. So after folks spend a little time at UniLu, they go away but continue to claim the UniLu ministry of way clearing wherever they go. Our way of being church. It was a lot like church in Paul's day. Being space for awkward arrivals, for seeing a stumbling and helping them up. A space where one can find and test footing. For taking one step and then another and another. Walking in newness of life, a path tended by others, empowered by the spirits to keep those stumbling blocks clear. Church, not as an address, church as a path. Ecclesia semper reformanda, freed for love that sees, listens, comes to help and engages with newly perceived neighbors in new ways all the time. We are blessed to be blessings. We are the stewards of sidewalks, proclaiming the gospel of the God who is in the midst of the city. Amen.